jobs numbers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump posted that along with the stock markets up big time, with the Dow gaining more than 400 points. Though hiring was down slightly from April, Fox's Jenny Casola reports.
Job growth was stronger than expected last month. There were 139,000 new jobs created in May. Economists were predicting 130,000. The unemployment rate held at 4.2% as expected.
Now, the president also posted earlier another call for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, writing a full point reduction would be rocket fuel for the economy. The day after the big feud between President Trump and Elon Musk, who just finished leading the Doge effort to slash federal spending.
I'm told Musk might talk to some White House aides today, but nobody here is tracking a Musk-Trump call.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Musk, the Tesla CEO, seemed open to cooling off the feud in some posts last night on X, but...
We can report this morning that the Tesla President Trump bought for staff to use as part of a demo on the South Lawn to help Tesla is going to be either given away or sold off, and that Elon Musk was wearing thin on President Trump for about a month.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to intervene after a federal appeals court has refused to undo a judge's ruling last week that blocked the administration from carrying out plans to dismantle the Department of Education after a challenge from 20 Democrat-led states. Mohammed Soleiman will appear in federal court today facing a hate crime charge for Sunday's Boulder, Colorado terror attack, the firebombing that burned demonstrators out supporting the hostages in Gaza.
Yesterday, in state court, Soleiman was charged with 118 counts, some of which include attempt to commit murder, use of explosive devices, assault in the first and third degrees, and animal cruelty.
Fox's Jeff Paul outside the court in Denver. Manhunts continue for two fugitives still on the run 3 weeks after the New Orleans jailbreak, and for the man who escaped an Arkansas prison 12 days ago, and for the father in Washington state wanted for murdering his three young daughters. America's listening to Fox News.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with Zip.
Good morning and happy Friday from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Scott Gross. A former Yuma police officer is sentenced to nearly 30 years in prison for sexually abusing a child. 43-year-old Bobby Garcia was arrested over 5 years ago and charged with sexual misconduct involving a minor. Garcia claims he was not given a fair shot in court, but he did take a plea deal. He'll get credit for the time he's already served, which is a little more than 4 years. A candlelight vigil is planned for 2-year-old Kano Aguero. The toddler's mother and boyfriend are accused of killing the little boy and hiding his body in the Yuma home. The vigil is this Sunday at the Ocean to Ocean Gateway Park. Everyone is welcome to attend. And Yuma's spaceport project is stuck on the ground. The city expects to complete its environmental review and FAA license application by 2026. After that, they can move into the design and construction, putting Yuma on track for its first launch in a few years. I'm Scott Gross.
Sunny, hot weekend, and looking at the 10-day forecast, we will not dip below 100 for at least the next 10 days. 102 and sunny today, 71 overnight tonight. Sunny and 105 tomorrow, 72 tomorrow night. May hit 109 with sunshine on Sunday.
Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis, senior wealth advisor. Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk here. Tom Rush, Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, in here talking about different things. George is on vacation. He's my cohort in here, Senior George.
You give him vacation?
He gets a vacation, yeah. Right. Yep. But anyways, I was thinking about trying to get some guests on, and I ran into Johnny Porter here, who's our guest this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Yep. And I know you've been involved with the radio station, and you've been involved in other outfits in Yuma. We'll give you a minute here to kind of tell your story. But one of the things that came up on me is I've been noticing a lot more video posts on, What's Up Yuma? What's Up Yuma?
Yeah.
So I got thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? Like social media, especially for business owners, is such a big deal. And I can tell you a lot of our money that we spend in our office is geared towards social media. I mean, the majority of it. So I thought, you know, I should get someone on here to talk social media with for business owners. And maybe personal, but I'm thinking more business owners.
Absolutely.
And then we can kind of hopefully give some insight and let the listeners get a better hold on it. So at this point, thanks for coming on, Johnny.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yep. So why don't you give a couple minutes or so about background and I think you're local and kind of how you got to where you're at today.
Absolutely. So background, I am local, born and raised in Yuma. I love Yuma. My background was I was actually a recording artist. I was a rapper. I came up in the music industry. And
like literally singing, rapping?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, okay. I did that. I did
at the end of the show, you're going to give us a beat here.
That'd be cool. I love the intro music today, man. Wild Thing, Tone Loc. Hey, I got to meet him
at
an event.
You notice I put that on for you.
That was perfect, man. I love Tone Loc is a really cool guy.
So what was your rapper name?
So I had a few of them. Like Awkwards was one of them. And then First Person I tried to get creative. My music was more conscious. It's not gangster rap. You know, I'm not a gangster, so it was just more lyrics. Yeah, more intellectual. I try to say something. I studied philosophy and sociology and stuff.
Are you the type where you like look at this clock here and just rap about it?
Yeah,
that's how
I learned. That's how I learned in my room as a kid when I was 15 and we're bored and it's hot outside. And so I had posters all over my room, all these different posters from different rap artists that I liked and articles about them. And so we would just pick words off of things and then could go back and forth, me and my friends. And that's how we learned. It was freestyling.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I ended up after that getting so good at freestyling, I would go to freestyle competitions and win money. So just like Eminem, if has anybody seen 8 Mile, what he did in 8 Mile, I used to do that here.
Okay.
But the car shows would put them on back in the day. They were the ones that had the venue, or they would go out to the, you know, whatever park, and they would put it on. They'd have a stage. I'd go up there, and I would battle all these people that weren't ready for what I could bring at all. So I would go. I remember one battle. I was battling a girl. They had me up against a girl forever. And I was just like, you know, chopping her down. Like, that's what you do. And I'm like, I feel bad. Like, she's lost already, guys. Throw in the towel. But they didn't want to give me the money. Some white boy coming in. They wanted to give it to her. So they kept trying to push her. And
What kind of money could you get doing that? Like, a couple hundred bucks?
Yeah, 500 bucks. Usually, like, 500 bucks is usually the minimum on those.
Okay, cool.
So I did that. And I kind of made a name for myself. But for music.
Now, did you do anything outside of Yuma, or is all Yuma? Maybe you visited, but
later in my career, I did.
Okay.
Later I did. In the beginning though, we started to make music, me and a bunch of friends. And the question came up of how do we get other people to listen to our music?
Yeah.
That was the thing. Like, how do we get people to listen to it?
Best song ever, but if no one listens to it.
If nobody listens to it, so it doesn't matter. And so we're recording in the studio constantly. We're in this studio all the time making music, but it doesn't go anywhere. And this is before YouTube really took off and all these things. It was actually before YouTube. But so we were like, what are we going to do? So what I ended up coming up with an idea is having an open mic. I said, we need to do an open mic. And we'll perform at the open mic, but we'll also have other people perform.
I see.
So I went to Java Oasis, which was an old coffee shop here, and I said, hey, can I use your facility for an open mic if I promise to double your revenue that night? And she's like, you think you could double my revenue? I was like, absolutely, I could do it. I just need to use your facility. Yeah, yeah. She's like, okay. So I went and I saw on a Friday night what she makes. And then I said, okay, give me a couple of weeks and I'll plan it out. Ended up a couple weeks, went over there, did the open mic. A lot of people showed up. Like, this little coffee shop was packed. Damn. Outside, inside, everything. And went, checked the ticket at the end, doubled her money and more, which wasn't too hard, to be honest. Sure. Because she wasn't making a lot. It was summertime. And, but still, I did it. I fulfilled my promise. I used that venue until we outgrew it and then continued to go to venue to venue. Okay, but that created a different problem, right? So we got bigger venues. And we needed more bodies. So I had to figure out, how do I get more bodies into these venues? Back then, what started to get big was MySpace. MySpace was the social media. That was like the first, the number one. So I had to go in, and I made a lot of mistakes on MySpace. A lot of mistakes that ended up turning people off and turning people away from coming to the shows. Like, you're spamming me, leave me alone. They got tired of it.
Chasing people. Kind
Chase,
of.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, okay. So then I was like, I have to figure out how to change this. And so I did a lot of research, again, into sociology, certain things, in psychology. And I flipped it, and I learned the algorithm on MySpace. Then it was packed. And then at that point, we got bigger and bigger and bigger until the Cress is knocking on my door. At another venue I'm at, I did something that called the Dunes Bar, that used to be on 32nd Street. Now it's that Curry's restaurant.
Okay.
I was doing something there, and then the Cress shows up. They're opening. They're like, we need you. How are you doing this? We can't fill our place,
sure. But
you're filling these places. You know. So I just learned the algorithm. I learned sociology. Again, it's social media. So if people don't put the social in there, you're just an ad. And you're just somebody saying, gimme, gimme, gimme,
sure. You
know, and you're not connecting.
So it's kind of an art form to some degree, or
absolutely.
Science.
It's a science. It's an art form, you know. I learned it really early on. And then, to fill out the story, is, okay, I'm getting older. I'm not going to make it as a rapper. I realize that. I have friends that have made it and got record deals and stuff. And it's like, okay, that's not the life for me. I got kids. I'm not going to do it.
Sure.
So then I would go to businesses and say the same thing. The first one I went to was an old business called Derailed Saloon. And I said, hey, if I pack your place out, can I get a percentage of your bar? He's like, a percentage of nothing is nothing. Sure, you could have it. Like, nothing's happening here on these nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Ended up packing that place out for two years.
Oh, man.
And I got 10% of the bar every night that I was there. And so it was advantageous for me to fill it up again. So I used MySpace then. And then it went to Facebook, and I panicked. You know, I'm like, whoa, what is this Facebook?
New medium, yeah.
Yeah, a whole new medium. Something I had to figure out. Different algorithm, different set, different rules. And I said, okay, time to dive in and learn this one. And I did. And that's how I really blew up Derailed Saloon and made it the best place to go for ladies' night every weekend.
I've never heard of that. Where is that at?
Derailed Saloon, now it's the Element.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Element.
Okay,
yeah, they changed their name after I left.
Okay.
Yeah, they were like, it went down, and they're like, oh, we have to rebrand again.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But so Facebook.
You've been involved in this, and then you jump. Then at some point you got involved with the radio, right?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
So how I got on the radio, to give you some background on that. So I created a marketing company, right? So then that was my next move, is to create a marketing company where I could provide my skills to businesses. It was called Media Management. I opened it with Cody Beeson, who worked here at the radio station.
Yeah.
And we had a thriving business. We're doing a lot of social media for a lot of companies. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, it was new and people couldn't figure it out. And
sure.
We had to figure it out. And we offered all forms of media. Well, how I got here was, Cody was one of the production engineers here.
Mm-hmm.
So Cody worked here, and he said, hey, Russ Clark over there is going on vacation. Can you come in? And
hey, Russ gets a vacation?
Russ got a vacation. He left for a week.
Those were the good old days.
This was like 13 years ago.
Before he got married, hey.
13, 14 years ago, something around that. Maybe 14 or 15 now. I don't know. But he was like, hey, Russ is going on vacation. Do you want to come in and fill in with me? I said, absolutely. Let's do a radio show. That's fun, you know. And I did it for that week. And then when Russ came back, I came back in again. And I came in and I sat and I talked and I go back and forth with Russ. And for a while, and then, you know, he'd shut the mics off and like, what are you saying, dude? Yeah. What are you doing? You know,
shut up, John.
You know? And then he asked a question like, what are you doing here? Why are you still here? And I remember this moment. It was a real pivotal moment in my life. I said, I'm here to learn.
Yeah.
And Russ said, if you're here to learn, you always have a place to stay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Professor Clark?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He became my mentor, and he showed me the ropes. He said, you want to learn how to communicate? I said, I do. Like, yeah. I need to. Like, I need to make it. And so he taught me how to communicate, taught me all the rules about radio, and I picked up a lot just watching him, how comfortable he was when, you know, an interruption would happen here. And
And you're, I mean, I mean, from a disc jockey standpoint, like, you had a good voice, you had a good following. I mean, that was another success, in my opinion, right?
Well, yeah, it ended up getting really successful in radio as well. I made a name for myself on here, and it was cool to get my own following, and a lot of the listeners would reach out and follow me on my social media and then send me articles and, and stuff like that. And I still have that following today, and I still interact with a lot of the people that would listen to me on K-Blue. And
so if someone wants to follow you on social media, what do they follow? What's the name? Johnny Porter?
Johnny Porter, J-O-N-N-Y, Porter. Okay. Yeah, that's on Facebook and Instagram. And then you can also follow the What's Up Yuma pages on Facebook and Instagram.
So we're going to take a break here because we're up on the 15 minutes. We'll be right back. We'll talk about What's Up Yuma and how that came about and what your objective is, and then we'll keep going. This is Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is Derek Egeberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace. Offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, and our guest today, Johnny Porter, who's social media. What do you exactly call yourself?
Well, I social media is a huge part of what I do. Uh-huh. So it could be like a
Johnny marketer.
Social media influencer is definitely something I've taken off recently, but I do full service marketing. I could do it all, anything, marketing strategies and everything. But social media is the biggest one right now.
Yeah.
You know,
quickest way to reach people and the cheapest way, right?
Yeah, it can be cheap, right? So, like, you can spend $1,000 in a different campaign, or you can spend $1,000 and have a video reach 200,000 people, right? And so, it just depends on how you craft that video.
Yeah,
you know, there is a real science behind doing it. I see a lot of people again copying people, right? We talked a little bit about this off air. People copy people and they think that, oh, if I copy this, this is going to go viral because this one went viral. But that's not the way it works, you know. And
so you talk about the logarithm or algorithm. Talk about that a little bit. Like, what is that? Like a formula that you...
So the algorithm is a formula that Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever platform you're on, TikTok, they have their own algorithms.
So they move you up or down depending on...
Yes. So they'll move
comedy or beauty or...
They'll move you down, up and down, depending on their rules that they don't tell you about.
Oh.
You don't know the rules.
Do they post them or you have to figure it out?
No, they do not post them. Okay. You have to figure them out, right? Okay. And so I'm a part of certain chat groups that people figure them out. Mm-hmm.
And they change, right? Like
they just
from 6 months ago.
Instagram just changed a week and a half ago. It just changed again and nobody knows it. And nobody has any idea unless you're a part of a certain group saying, hey, this just happened,
sure.
You know? And so the algorithm changes. Well, I'm going to tell you why they have an algorithm. Facebook is their product, right? Instagram is their product. They want to protect their product. Anybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they give their product out to a lot of businesses and a lot of people to use, so they have to be careful.
Duplication,
right?
You mean, kind of thing?
Well, no, they just have to be careful in protecting their brand.
Okay.
So if you put horrible quality videos up and if you put videos that try to be funny but are super lame, or you try to do certain things that isn't advantageous for Facebook or Instagram, they're going to say, okay, you have 15 friends and your mom seems to like your post. We're just going to show you to those people.
Yeah.
Right. Even though you might have 10,000 followers.
Sure.
But Facebook,
so
their algorithm.
They're like the gatekeepers.
They're the gatekeepers because, again, they're protecting their brand. They're protecting their property, saying. So I know, for instance, okay, a lot of people, or this is used to be an algorithm. If your video looked very nice, if it was well produced,
sure.
So you could get a videographer come in, do some very nice videos for you. It looks good. People are like, wow, that's shiny. That looks good. And then it'll get a lot of likes. That doesn't work anymore.
I see.
You can have all the expensive gear. You can do a full length movie, cinematic on there. It doesn't matter anymore. It matters on if you're engaging and reaching your audience and if they're reaching back. That's it. There's one.
But you really have no control on, but you kind of do, right?
Well, you do through strategy and figuring out who your audience is, right? And then what they like and what they don't like. And engaging with them and doing certain call to actions to engage with them.
I see.
Right? And then if you don't do those, you might have the nicest video.
True.
We talked a little bit off air about I had a former client. I went to see him the other day. He has a restaurant. And he said, hey, I copied one of your videos. Did you see that? I said, yeah, I saw it. It didn't do that good. He was like, yeah, yeah. I think it would have more value having you in it. He admitted it. Now, he's just the manager. He's not the owner. The owner is the one that separated, said, oh, we could do the social media things on our own.
Sure.
Well, I still follow their pages. They get like 1, 2, 3 likes, maybe at the most. And that tells Facebook, I'm only seeing it because I follow them.
Yeah.
Nobody else is seeing their content. Now, they put a lot of money into their content.
Sure.
Because they hire a great videographer to do their stuff, but it's not reaching anybody. So it doesn't matter how much money they put on that end right. If you're not crafting your content correctly.
So let me ask you this. Like, I mean, I talk about the financial advisory market. You know, we really like people over the age of 50.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because at that point, people are thinking about their money. And by that point, hopefully they save some money so they're not broke. So have you ever tried to do stuff towards different age groups? Because
absolutely. And then you pick the age group. You could do ads to certain age groups and certain demographics and people that are interested in your product, right?
Yeah.
So I get the ads all the time for social media management or video or these different things. And they have certain call to actions. They have certain ways to even get me to click on their stuff, sign up for their program and get some of their content. I had one the other day and I want to do this for people and I could do this for businesses. I signed up for something. I thought I was going to get something for free. I didn't, but I gave all my information and then I was like, oh, I'm not going to pay for that. And 5 minutes later, they're calling me. 5 minutes later, they're calling me, say, hey, we saw you signed up. Is there anything we could do to help you, you know, if you're interested?
Or something?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, you know what? No, I was honest with them. I was like, I thought I was going to get something for free. I didn't. So I'm good. But thank you for calling.
Yeah.
But that's how easy it is. So for your business, it would work perfect, right? You would have some video testimonials. You would do certain content creation to show some successes. Have a call to action. You want to be a success? Click here to get 20 whatever rules on how to be successful.
Sure.
And then you give that out in an email, right? You get that in exchange for their contact information. And then you have one of your associates call.
Sure.
Hey, we saw that you're interested in this, you know,
yeah.
And it's working. There's people that's all they do is this high-level marketing. That's all they do is do that, and they're getting in. They're turning over clients for people.
Yeah, cool. Now, I don't know how long you've had it for, but What's Up Yuma?
Yep.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
So okay, here, I want to say this, and I put this in my notes. I wanted to really make sure I said this. Attention is the new currency, and social media is the marketplace, okay? Attention is the currency. You want attention. You want eyeballs, and social media is the place to get it. Well, I started What's Up Yuma, and I never wanted to be an influencer, right? I didn't want that side of it, but I was kind of forced into it. I said, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to see if it works. You know, I'm used to hiding behind this mic here in a room,
sure.
You know, and I had a buddy said, no, you need to get on the other side. You need to start being in your videos and you need to do this. And I said, okay, I'm going to do it. Created What's Up Yuma. It's only been around for 2 months, has 13.4K followers in that 2 months. The biggest video we just did for Wayland's Water World, giving away 21 passes.
Uh-huh.
We did that got over 200,000 views, and it's still going. Got them 2,500 likes and followers. So I started it with a bang. My first video that I did was giving away tickets for the fair, unlimited wristbands for the fair, and they're $75 value. Well, I knew if I did certain things to trigger the algorithm, I'm going to get all these kids wanting to get these wristbands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all these people. And so that was my first viral video. Well, that got me a bunch of followers, because one of the rules to get the ticket is you have to follow.
Yeah.
And it blew up. And so I just continue to leverage those things. And now I get calls all day.
So from like a month ago, you have 13,000 followers today. Like a month ago, what do you think you had?
There was like 7,000 a month ago.
Almost doubled?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I just hit your link. So now you got
13,401
or whatever.
I appreciate it. And those numbers are the ones on Instagram. That's the hub. That's the easiest one. Facebook, it's difficult right now with their algorithm.
That's the one I signed up for.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to have to do Instagram after this. But Facebook's a little bit more difficult. They still want you to kind of pay to get there. And to go viral on Facebook is a little bit, it's trickier.
Sure.
But I post from Instagram and it goes to Facebook.
Yeah.
And so that's how I do my content.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I started it, again, attention. And I knew I was going to be able to monetize that attention. Right. So I did it. I got this attention. And now I get calls or I get messages. How do I become a part of your movement? How do I get my business on one of your stories?
Sure.
How do I do that? And so, okay, let's talk. And then I negotiate prices and stuff like that. So
cool. That's good. You know, you hear about these influencers too that make like, you know, $1 million a month or something, right? They're out there, right?
Yeah. So like Mr. Beast is one of the biggest examples. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah.
So he's just was like an average white kid, right? Yeah. He's not a beast, but you know, gamers like to have their name
kind of like a nerdy white kid.
Yeah,
right?
He's a nerdy white kid, but they like to have their names online, like I'm a beast, you know. But he got famous giving away other people's money.
Yeah.
That's how he got famous, giving away other people's money. He said, hey, give me money. I'll go over here and give these people money, and it'll get attention, and then you could sponsor my video, and you're the one that gets the credit for doing this.
Yeah.
And now it's a multi-million-dollar company. And
I think maybe a billion.
Yeah, it's a billion. Like, he just invested a billion as of late. Yeah, he just invested. Now, he invests it, so he says, I don't have that billion as fluid right now. It's not something I could spend, but I reinvest it. So he says, I'm just a millionaire. He just actually made that comment. He said, I just had to borrow mom's money for my wedding.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I had him. I heard him on a podcast for like an hour, and he failed miserably starting out. I mean, it was almost like a little high school kid goofing around. But he figured out that the algorithm,
exactly. He figured out the algorithm
and then threw money at it or whatever he had to do. Yeah. So,
yeah, he threw money at it. So there's another one going viral right now. It's a roofing company. They go around, they film themselves going around town looking for people that need a new roof. They'll go, they'll see the new roof, and sometimes they'll film themselves, people shutting the doors on them and like, get out of here, stuff like that. And finally, they go to a place, they knock on the door, I see you need a new roof. I was like, yeah, we do. It's like, we're going to do it for free. Here, we're going to start it. And that's going viral right now, this good company that's giving away a new roof, but they get to double down, right? So now they're getting all kinds of money from everybody that wants to be a part of their movement.
Well, I saw the video, too, of the guy that does people's yards, especially older people.
Mm-hmm.
The yards are all beat up, and he cleans them up for them.
Yeah.
Another guy, right?
Same thing, right? So that guy can go, and then what he'll do is he'll leverage his attention and monetize it.
So like you said, activity is currency, right?
Attention is currency. Attention. It's all about attention. And here's the thing. Our attention spans are so low right now because we're used to scrolling. So if you don't know how to get past that scroll and pop out, and you don't know the certain prompts, the certain ways to do that, then you're going to get buried, right? It doesn't matter how many likes you have. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. If you don't know how to do that, Facebook will bury you to protect their product.
I see. Hey, we'll take another break here. This is Money Talk, 5, 6 a.m. Be back in a minute.
Cause my ego inflated when I flew sleep, and it was confusing. Cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace, offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
Hey, everybody, it's Dance Friday. If you're not dancing in the car, then you're not doing it right.
I love the music today, Russ. This is great, man.
Doing this just for you, man.
Yeah, no, that was delight. Groove is in the heart. Love it.
That's not usually his.
So, yeah. So money talk here. We're talking about money, and really social media in today's world is money, currency.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk for business owners. What do you recommend, starting point or any tips, and what levels can you move up? And I know some of this is going to cost money, right? Being a business owner. So maybe explain some of that to us. And if those listeners out there, maybe you guys can learn something and get more action for your business.
Yeah, so definitely I would, you get your Facebook and your Instagram pages, you create those, you make sure those are linked. You got to make sure those two are linked to each other and that they could cross promote, right? If you post something to Facebook, it can go to Instagram. If it goes from Instagram, it go to Facebook.
Now, real quick, so we do that at our business, but I think we pay a service to do that. Is that how that works?
No, it's free.
Oh, but I think
pay somebody. No, you probably do. So, again, you could pay all this stuff to Hootsuite used to be big, and there's all these different platforms.
I think we use that.
Yeah, that would, we could do this. And it's like that I would not recommend. I would actually recommend getting rid of that.
Okay.
Don't do that. Because, again, so here's the reason why. I'll tell you why that doesn't work.
Okay.
Facebook wants people on Facebook. Instagram wants people on Instagram. Once they see it's a third party, like almost like a bot, and not real eyeballs,
then you're not.
You're messing with the algorithm again. It says throttle them down because there's no eyeballs.
Sure, no guarantee who they are, right?
Yeah, no. So I really disparage using third parties to post.
Okay,
the way you post is Instagram to Facebook. That's how you do your posts.
Now let's talk about, you can go Instagram, Facebook, You can't really do LinkedIn, right? You post a lot of stuff there or not really?
I post. I don't post a lot of stuff there personally, but I know there's certain businesses, industries like your own, real estate. There's certain ones
that... LinkedIn, there's Instagram.
There's X. X is big.
Oh, X is getting bigger, right?
X is really big for certain things, right? I wouldn't recommend a local business get on X, no. You know? I do recommend a local business.
Do they fence it where if I'm on X, it's only for the Yuma crowd?
No, X is everywhere.
X is everywhere, okay.
Yeah, back when Twitter started, it was great. When it first started, it was amazing. And the leverage you could have on Twitter locally, as a small business or just a nobody, yeah, was huge. But now it's so flooded that you really, unless you're really into their algorithm, which is usually sensationalism, that's what they reward there. So unless you want to be sensationalist and want to disparage a bunch of stuff and argue, then X is not the place to be. But
okay.
Google, though, I will say having your Google profile listing is huge. You got to have that set up if you're a local business.
Okay.
You're gonna want to have.
So basically just setting up your basic company information on each platform, make sure it's correct, and
yeah,
then you say link which you can link.
Yeah, and link which ones you could link, exactly, you know. TikTok. If you're launching a product, you know, if you're local, like I got a potential client that I'm going to meet with later that's going to launch a skincare line. So TikTok might be an avenue for her, right? Once she reaches a certain threshold on Instagram to go out, because TikTok is more around the country, right? It's not really local. A small local business is not going to get a lot of attention or get a lot of return on their investment on TikTok right now.
Mm-hmm.
But TikTok is good for if you're a destination, right? And people are looking for like a place to eat, you know, like Lutz Casino could get some attention off
from
of
Phoenix people.
On a TikTok, you know, if they get a really good video and put that out, you know.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, definitely you set up your basic ones and you could set up your X account, just have it. And then one day if it becomes resourceful, you know, start to use it.
I see.
But that's the basic. Get those.
Okay.
And don't have your kid do it for you. You know, don't I have someone like my kid does it
yeah,
and I can't get them to do anything. You know, that's what I heard that from somebody I pitched the other day. It's like, I get it, but they never post. It's like, well, yeah, it's your kid. And what does your kid know?
The different mindset, right?
Well, my kid does beautiful reels and my kid knows how to do those. And I said, again, that's not the algorithm anymore.
Sure.
It could be the most beautiful reel.
So, okay. So what's the next level after you do that? What would you recommend?
I would get a social media marketing professional to handle your stuff, right? So I did some stuff for a local business recently. I created, they had testimonials for their business. They're into weight loss. So they set up interviews and they did these long form interviews about the success that the individuals are having at their weight loss program. So they gave it to me. I cut them up in sections. And I told them, and they didn't do this, but I told them, I said, there's a way we post this. He's like, well, I want to do this. I want to just talk about the success. I said, no, we're not going to just talk about the success. We're going to introduce this guy, and we're going to get the people invested in this guy and his journey. So this hour-long interview or whatever 30-minute interview they gave me, I chopped it up into 8 small bite-sized pieces. And I started with just a simple introduction. And he didn't want that. He wanted the sauce right away.
Yeah.
And he ended up not listening to me and just kind of throwing all these videos out without any kind of long-term plan. And I got frustrated. That's like, I can't work with you if that's what you're going to do. Again, it's the plan. It's the way you get people invested in like, okay, this is, you know, so-and-so, and he's losing weight. I want to know his journey.
Sure.
And so people get invested, and they will go with you for the long haul, and that's the way you do it. So if you don't have somebody planning those things out, and you're kind of just shooting stuff out because you saw a TikTok voiceover, and so you're going to do it for your office, then it's not going to have the same impact. And people are going to see you're just a copycat. You're trying to do something. You're trying to reach me. You're the commercial. Nobody listens to this radio station really for the commercials. I'm sorry to say, they listen for the music. Now, if they hear a commercial and it's like, oh, that could work for me,
sure,
then they turn and say, that's a perfect thing. I want to invest money.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking for, an IRA, you know. But they listen for the music. So, again, you have to figure that out. And it takes a professional, somebody that's outside of your box, because your box is make money, make money, make money. And then the professional creative is like, okay, how do we make this fun for people so they can have their eyeballs on it and then click so you can make money?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
what level, if someone was going to do something with a marketer, and you can talk about yourself if you want, what are you talking, like there's probably a minimum of about like $500 a month, or I have no idea.
For a professional?
Well, like, yeah, I don't know.
So I think the minimum. Yeah, the minimum will be a grand. Yeah, just to get a professional in the door now. That's the basic, right? And then that doesn't really come with a lot, because now video is really big. So I've even had to go back to my other clients, and they said, "Well, why aren't you doing videos for us?"
Yeah,
it's like, "Well, you're on this tier."
Yeah,
this is this tier. Videos takes sometimes 3 hours to edit.
Sure.
And then 2 hours to shoot.
Do you have certain tiers yourself?
Yeah.
How many tiers you got?
So there's 3 to 5, depending on the level. So like 5 is, I come in, I'm your marketing team, right? We do consulting. I come in, and it's like the one that I'm pitching for the product line, she's a local. She's into Botox. She does weight loss and has all these other products. And then she wants to marry that with her new product line that's going to go out. So for her, I would do the full steps, everything. She's like, I have a 22-page plan.
Yeah.
And so I would say, okay, I'd come in, I'd digest that plan, and put it together. So that's the high end.
Is it one of those, like, because I've done advertising, and sometimes you like do billboards for like, I don't know, a year, then you stop, and then you do this for a year, you stop. I mean, is it one of those things you can touch and go?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, doesn't necessarily do it for 6 months and then maybe lay off for 6 months and then do it again.
Yeah, like, and so
unless you get results that are measurable,
exactly.
Then you can make more money to pay for it. Then don't stop.
Right? Yeah, the same thing. That's how I started again. Going to the coffee shop, they started to make more money, and then when I went to the bar, and they really made money, so they wanted to keep me going. So you invest in what makes money for you, right? So it's the same strategy.
I see. So what? How many, business owners, and I say Yuma since we're in Yuma, what percentage of business owners do you think grasp social media and are doing it the right way?
Doing good? Or like that's 10%? Very few.
10%?
Oh, maybe 5%? Less. Yeah, maybe.
So it's a big market that, you know, people, like you say, they dabble, right? Well, I've tried this, I fired that out, and it's kind of hit and miss. So they're participating, but maybe not at a level that would be success.
There's no measurable success. They do it. They think that, oh, I got 1,000 views. That's good, right? That's not good anymore. 10K is like a good amount of views that you should be getting. And the kids that are learning these things and starting business, and maybe they're not kids, 34 years old, but whatever. A taco shop is doing great. You know, before that I had a business that was a taco shop, and I said, this is the plan. This is how we do it. And the guy came from LA. He's like, nobody knows me here. I have no ties. I got people against me because I'm not local. I'm from LA. So I came up with the whole marketing strategy for him. Right. The whole thing. And I think maybe you know who I'm talking about. So I did the whole thing, and he won Yuma's Best Tacos 3 years in a row. After doing that, he got ingrained in the people's hearts because he followed my plan to a T. He did everything I told him to do. I did all of that. I created this whole plan for him, and he did everything. And he would go tell everybody, like, this is why I'm successful. You need to listen to this guy right here. So, yeah, it's a few, but, like, there's another taco place opening now, Tasty Tacos or something, a young guy, and he's doing great on social media, getting a lot of attention. He's rising, and he went from having a set up at, you know, some whatever corner on a Friday or Saturday about a year ago. Now he's catering only. Now he gets to choose and pick where he goes. And he said, it's so much better. I don't have to set up and wait for people to come to me. Now people are coming to me and just doing my catering. I just do catering all the time. And he blew up on social media. That's how he got to where he's at today. And he's actually one of my latest videos. If you look, we just did something together on What's Up Yuma. But, he used social media and leveraged it correctly. And so it's a natural partnership, me and him coming together for some things.
Do you get free tacos out of the deal?
I do. I do. Yeah, I got some free tacos, man. Yeah, absolutely. I get some free tacos and stuff. And but, yeah, so there's few that are doing it right, you know. And I know people that are paying a lot of money to some marketers that say they're doing it right and doing a horrible job.
Yeah.
You know, there's one out of Phoenix that you could hire, and they pitch you because they're part of GoDaddy or whatever.
Sure.
And they're, it's like they don't care. They have no tie to the community. They just post pictures of your food or your this, and they think it's going to do good, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. So, a business invests monthly, whatever the number is, into their social media. What's level five, I guess? I mean, that's
level five, again, is the whole thing. I'm part of your team, right? We have Zoom calls. We discuss how we're going to launch certain things. That's a retainer.
Like a 6-month campaign or 8 month. I mean, if it takes a while.
Yeah. So if there's a certain campaign, but my whole deal is trying to stay on with you forever, right?
Yeah,
and so we work together forever. And we develop a relationship. I get to know you. So, okay, here's a person I'm going to give a proposal to today had a social media person doing her stuff. And I looked at it, and it didn't look bad, but she hated it. This woman hated her stuff and fired this person that was doing her stuff. And I said, why? Why did you fire? It's like, well, she had me, you know, doing these lip sync videos and these little kid stuff, and that's not my clientele. That's not who I'm trying to reach. So I talked to her. I said, well, you know, some of those ways are kind of how you go viral. I see why your former social media marketing person was doing those things. She's like, well, I'm not trying to go viral. I'm not trying to get views. I'm trying to look good for when the people find me. I wanted something that looks good so when people find me, they could see it. Say, okay, now I see. And that just took listening to her, right? So just hearing her objective and what she wants to accomplish. So, okay, this is the route that we're going to go, and this is how we're going to get your business looking good so when somebody finds you, maybe word of mouth, they go to your social media, see, okay, I want to work with this person now. So,
because, you know, a lot of business owners are probably, you know, good at what they do, or they probably won't have a business, but they're also thinking in their business mindset. So the creative side, like, you know, this seems awkward. I don't want to do it. But a lot of times it's the right answer.
It's the right answer. Absolutely. You know, there's certain things you have to do, kind of get out your comfort zone. But if you don't want to, then that's okay. Then
So I could be like the financial advisor with my shirt off.
You could be known as that guy. You
like
know,
the fat financial.
You
advisor.
Could you, on a horse, no, on a horse,
a bear,
on a bear,
a bull,
on a bull. You could do that. So, like, seriously, that would go viral, right? If you were that dude, we put you on a horse, your shirt's off, and then you're talking about the latest whatever. Yeah. Invest in this right now. You know, that would go viral. That would work, but. It's tough to convince people to do stuff like that, right? It's like, I don't want to be seen like that.
I think
it's
George
like,
might do it, though. I won't, but I'll use George. Yeah,
George does that already.
George does that already. Yeah, that'd be cool. But, yeah, so there's certain things, right, will go viral that you have to be willing to do. I've been blessed to have a lot of clients that listen to me. Or I tell them, like, or we can't work together.
Sure.
Like, because I'm going to. You're going to ruin my reputation.
It's like you want me to do something, but you're tying my hands. So why would I want to? Do something with one hand. So.
Yeah, and why would I want to do that? And then I said, okay, I'd fire you.
Yep. Hey, well, we're going to take another break here. This is Money Talk. Be right back, 5, 6 a.m.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role.
Doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, our guest today, Johnny Porter, social media guru. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, one thing that's of interest is that, you know, I've spent money in different ways, print, social media, TV, radio. And I've done radio for quite a bit, especially this show.
This is radio.
Yeah. One radio right now. But I will say, out of all my different things I've tried, I think radio is a good way to go, too, because people get to know you.
Absolutely.
And it's hard to do a 10-second video or a 10-second post or something, or be on a print, that they don't know much about. So I think it all ties together, right, to some degree?
Well, absolutely. Or I wouldn't have spent 13 years doing radio here,
Yeah.
Radio, that thing. Again, radio works the same way that social media works, right, because people get to know you. It reaches out beyond the four walls, right, that you're normally in your office. So that's why radio works as well. So if you could craft your message.
Radio is like a deep dive in my example, mm-hmm. because you basically have breaks here, but in general about 45 minutes, give or take, where you have someone maybe listening, and it's mm-hmm. more of a deep dive.
Yeah, absolutely. This long form. This is considered now long form content, right? So doing a radio show like this is long form content. When somebody goes and says, "I want to get more information about whatever," now you have that platform to give more information out about those certain things, yeah. and then it positions you as an authority. Right. So now you're positioned as an authority on this topic because Tom Rush has the Money Talk show. Well, I want my money to talk. So then that's who I'm going to go to.
Now, when you were in social media and then you were a disc jockey or radio for a mm-hmm. little bit, did you notice that? I mean, it's a different, you got probably, like you said, a different, you picked up more followers, but yeah. it's a different area, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was different. I picked up more people. It definitely legitimized everything that I was doing, being here on the radio. If you're on the radio, you're seen as an authority on certain things.
Right.
So I would suggest, definitely, this is huge. Buying time on this is a big thing.
Hey, don't make it that big because I don't want them to raise my rate.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, but I will say, like, if Russ Clark talked around Yuma and no one could see his face, the people would say, like, oh, that's Russ Clark.
Yeah, they recognize
his
voice.
You were kind of getting that way when people knew that's Johnny Porter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's definitely something I leveraged, right? I knew that going in. I knew that was going to bring some legitimacy, and I leveraged that. So being on definitely radio is, if you do it right, if you craft your message correctly, if you're buying a commercial, right, you have to do it in a certain way, again, to get people just to say, okay, they're not just trying to sell something to me. They want to help me.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what sales is, right? Meeting needs or solving problems.
And you feel like you know somebody, even though you just been listening to the radio for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know them, right? But they talk, so like, you feel like you know him a little bit.
So that's funny, and I know Russ gets it a lot, but doing the radio here, I remember one day I was going to Albertsons, and the guy's like, hey. And I'm like, hi. Yeah. Hey. He's like, what's up, man? How you doing? This and that. I'm like, I'm doing good. How's the baby? This and that. I'm like, what? Yeah. So, I listen to the Russ show, Like, oh, okay, yeah, all right. It's like, you've never met me before. I was like, oh, okay, I've never met you. But it was like, it was pretty shocking, And that's happened quite a few times,
Cousin or something.
Yeah. That's happened quite a few times where people come up and they feel like they know me because I've given a lot. When I do the radio, very personable, right? And that, again, that's what works.
Yeah. Now, I'm a newspaper, so I've done that before. And, my big thing is I read the newspaper every day, but I kind of flip through it, and it's pretty fast because it's not a big newspaper, right? But sometimes I'm like, if there's an ad or something, I don't even see it, right? I mean, you're flipping, you're looking for articles. So even if you had like 1,000 people read the newspaper, then how many people would get your message?
Yeah.
And it has to be.
So, newspaper's tough these days. It's really tough, to get anything. So I'm a full-service marketing agency, so I could do everything. I could buy time here on El Dorado if you want to be on these shows here or The River or KTTI. I also do EDDM. To me, EDDM—
I don't know what that is.
EDDM is more powerful than doing the newspaper right now. So I'll give it for—
What does that stand for?
Every door direct mail. It's the junk mail you get in that you would call junk mail, right?
In your mailbox.
In your mailbox, right? So you'd call it junk mail unless it's providing value again, right? Unless it could reach and grab attention. So I had a client in Welton, where you're familiar, High Tanks Brewing Company. They just opened a new place, the tap room,
mm-hmm.
and they had to get out past social media. So social media could do so much, but they needed to get out past it. So I said, we need to do EDDM. So that's a service I offer. So I developed and designed their postcard, basically, and you can get different size postcards. You know, you've seen it.
Yeah, we've done that, too, on Social Security seminars.
Yeah.
A lot of times the thing that is a little frustrating is it's hard. Like, you can do it by age, but, again, a lot of people that are older don't have money. But you could also do it by – we did it by the value of someone's house.
There you go. So you
figured if they're living in a decent house, right – and then I think they try to do it by age, maybe. But most people that have are older if they have a nicer house, my assumption, right? Because I start off in a small house, you go to the medium house, you go to the big house, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you could get very dialed in and strategic. Like for High Tanks, they just needed people to know that they were open.
Yeah.
So we put a bunch of coupons on one flyer and then gave it to every business and every house in Welton in a certain area.
Sure.
And just hit it out. And then as soon as those went out, they're calling like, yeah, this is working. Thank you so much. We're going to do another one when the winter visitors get back.
Yeah.
So like coupons expire in September, and then we're going to
do it. So when you do something like that, because we've used that, but do you shop like two or three carriers and try to get the one that's going to be competitive and do what you want?
No, I do it myself.
Oh, you do it yourself?
I do it myself. I have an account with...
Is that why your tongue's bleeding from licking these envelopes?
Yeah, so I do it myself from... it's with the post office. So I have an account with the post office.
Okay. I've seen it that way, but to me that seemed like a lot of work.
But I do the work. That's what I do. But again, when you work with me, that's what it is, right? That's working with me, is that I want to make sure this is done right. So I don't go and say, I'm going to get somebody off of the internet to do your stuff.
Sure.
I'm going to make sure I'm going to handle it. I'm going to make sure it works.
You know, it wasn't cheap either, what we did. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many pieces went out, but. So, okay, so EDDM.
Yeah, so that's one of the services. So, like, that still works, right, if you do it right. And if you have a niche and you want to go out and reach people.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good one.
Have you seen these little magazines? Like, I know, like, the White Sheet used to be big when I was younger, but then it got kind of just a bunch of junk. But I think that was a magazine that goes out. It's called Local.
Yeah, there's a magazine that goes out. Yeah, and I know the gentleman that does it.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the only one local, right?
Yeah, so there's some value in that, right? Yeah. If that's your clientele, people that look for deals, right? So if you want to reach people that look for deals, then you're going to go into that.
Taco or something, yeah.
You know, it's like, but then there's some people that don't want people that want deals. It, like, I'm expensive for a reason.
Sure.
So maybe that's not a good fit for you.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody that, okay, I'm trying to get rid of certain stuff and I have a huge inventory that I need to mark down, then you're going to use that because that's the deal paper,
right?
So it's all about being strategic with your marketing, right?
Yeah.
And I do advertise, and I'll mention this, I do offer people buying a 3-month, 6-month radio campaign. Figure out if it works for your business, right? See if that's something that's going to get measurable results, your return on investment. So
but one of the mistakes I think people make is they don't give it enough time, right?
Well,
like,
okay.
Like if I do, you know, TV or radio advertising for a month, and like I want
that's horrible. Yeah, no, you never do that. The shortest you should ever go is 3 months, but 6 months is really what you should give it because it takes 3 months to get it working.
Yeah,
right. It takes that to get it working. So 6 months is definitely where I would go.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah.
Okay. Well, great. So thanks for coming on. Hopefully, people got some good ideas on how to get more connected to social media. Hopefully, do more business.
Yeah.
And go from there. And
thank you for having me. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no problem. So anyways, everyone have a great weekend. Be safe. Enjoy Yuma. Money Talk, 5-6 a.m.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
the opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC Investment Advisory Services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.